Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Ditch Decade Diets podcast. I am your host, Lorna Perozzo, certified food freedom coach and founder of the Ditch Decade Diets Academy. I've spent 10 years in an unhealthy relationship with food, binge eating, over-exercising, and feeling insecure in my body. This podcast is all about helping you get to the root of your food struggles and teaching you how to rewire your brain so you can end binge eating. If you're ready to improve your relationship with food and cultivate more self-love towards yourself and your health, this is the podcast for you. So let's get to it and jump right in. Three things that you must stop doing if you want to stop binge eating. And I know you want to stop binge eating. I know you are so done with diets. You're done with thinking about food all day long. You're done obsessing over calories. You are done weighing, tracking, and measuring your food. You are just ready to eat like a normal person, regain your control back, and stop binging. So number one, no particular order, but the first thing that you need to make sure that you stop doing is putting timelines on when you need to conquer binge eating by. Back in 2019, that was the year I was ready to heal my relationship with food. I was ready to stop binging. Like I was literally, the year before 2018 was the worst for my binging. Like I was binging every single day. Food was on my mind 24/7. It was impacting my intimate life. Like it was, I was ready. But come 2019, I never said, well, I better stop my binge eating by a certain time. I literally never thought about how long is it going to take me. When people ask me like, how long is it going to take me? I'm like, I don't freaking know. And that's the truth. Like, I don't know. And you might be asking because you don't trust yourself. I trusted myself to conquer. I didn't care. Is it going to take me a few months? Is it going to take me a few years? Like I was just ready to conquer. And when you have that mindset of like, I'm going to do this, like I am going to conquer, you don't worry about when, you just know what's going to happen. You guys, I am literally 4 years binge free and I've been able to maintain it without reverting back to old habits because I released the timelines. I didn't focus on you better be binge free by X time. It's like, I just showed up every single day. I utilized my brain-based tools every single day to become less impulsive with food. I showed up. I was committed every day. I paid attention to how certain foods made my body feel. I paid attention to my hunger and fullness cues. I practiced not giving into my urges. When you give yourself a timeline, you feel pressure. You feel a lot of pressure. I was working with one of my clients inside of the academy. And she was doing amazing. Like literally she was able to keep chocolate in her house and just have some, whatever she wanted, like no binges. She was doing amazing. And she asked me like, when am I going to be there? Like, when am I going to conquer? And I was like, I don't know. And I kept on telling her like, it actually doesn't matter. Well, look at the progress you're making. You're thinking about food so much less. She had so much going on in her personal life. Like, behind the scenes, things were stressful for her. She was trying to find a job. Her mom was in the hospital. Like, there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes. And I told her, I said, listen, you are making incredible progress. Like, have you ever thought that you'd be at this point, like not thinking about food, like not using food to cope? And she's like, no, like, this is amazing. And I'm like, well, then keep on going. And because she released the timeline, she kept on going, she conquered. Not because she told herself, well, I better be binge-free by X time, because she actually released the timeline. She had less pressure on herself. Think about every diet you've been on, right? Like you're so used to like better get in shape in 8 weeks, you know, got to lose the weight in X amount of time. But when you do that and you don't reach your goal, you feel like a failure. Or you literally go to extremes to like, I gotta get results in 8 weeks. And then you literally go to extremes. You go, you know, you do these crazy things and then you just revert back to old habits afterwards. And it's not even worth it, right? You guys know me. I'm all about helping you sustainably end your binge eating, not just be good for a month, not just be good for a year, but literally be able to maintain this for the rest of your life. So the first thing you need to stop doing if you want to stop your binge eating is you need to release the timelines. Okay. Now, the second thing you need to stop doing if you want to stop your binge eating is you need to stop telling yourself you're broken. I am here to tell you and give you so much reassurance. You are not broken. There's nothing wrong with you. You are absolutely not a failure. You might feel broken because nobody talks about binge eating. You might feel broken because you don't have people in your life who understand you and have gone through binge eating. So of course it's going to feel like I'm the only person. You don't have somebody who is making you feel seen and understood. But it doesn't mean you're the only one going through it. It doesn't mean that you're broken. Literally every single one of my programs has a community aspect to it. My membership, my academy, it has a community aspect to it because you deserve to feel seen. You deserve to feel understood. You deserve to have people cheering you on and literally reminding you every single day that you're not alone. But it's hard to not feel broken when you're trying to explain binge eating to your partner and they're just literally telling you that you're overeating and you're like, you don't get it. It's hard to tell a friend that you're struggling with binge eating when they say, oh yeah, I do that sometimes. Like I eat so much, like I had so much candy today, and you're like, no, like you don't understand. Like I literally black out. Like I feel so guilty. I'm thinking about food all day long. Like I'm not just having a little bit too much candy, you know? And when people come inside the membership, when people join the academy and they're part of the community, they're like, the first thing that people say is like, I am so glad that I'm not alone. That will heal your relationship far faster than any tool. Yes, binge eating is a habit. Right. And once you learn the tools to become less impulsive with food, you're going to have less urges. But when you really surround yourself with a community of other people who get you, man, you're going to conquer binge eating. So the second thing you need to really stop doing is tell yourself you're broken because you're not. It only feels like you're broken because you're trying to figure out how to do this on your own. I remember in 2018, I felt broken because I even told a therapist, I was like, I didn't know like who to go to get help. I remember my mom and I were like sitting on the computer one day. I like broke down because there was this time when I was a personal trainer and I had some clients in the morning and then I got the urge to binge. So I literally drove like 25, 30 minutes to go home and binge because I was so impulsive. And I only had like, I think like an hour or something before I needed to drive back home for my next personal training client at 2 o'clock. And nobody was home when I got home. And I was like, perfect. I remember going into my fridge and, you know, eating. And then I was like, oh my gosh, there's chocolate chip banana bread in the freezer. Nobody's home. Nobody's gonna know like how much I've eaten. Cause it wasn't like a banana bread loaf like on my counter. And then you can see like how much I've eaten. Like my mom had separately wrapped each piece of banana bread in the freezer. So I'm like, nobody's gonna know how much I've eaten. I pulled out one of the chocolate chip banana bread pieces from the freezer. From the freezer, you guys. From the freezer. Yes, it was literally frozen. But when you're binging, you don't taste the food. It's just this numbing out. I just got to get high, so to speak. And so I remember I had one, and then I had two, and then I had three, and then I don't even know how many I had. And I felt not only so guilty, I felt embarrassed. I felt ashamed. That was one of the worst binges of my life. Like, it wasn't just the chocolate chip banana bread. It was like so much food. And I remember sitting on the couch and I felt so ashamed. I was like, I am a personal trainer and I'm supposed to be healthy and I'm supposed to be fit. And I'm like eating so much until I feel physically sick. Like, what is happening? And not too long after my mom walked in, I was like, oh my gosh, thank God she did not walk in like a few minutes before because I literally would have passed out of just embarrassment. And so I was sitting on the couch and my mom was like, hey, like, how's it going? Like, I'm surprised you're home. I broke down in tears. I broke down in tears and I was so embarrassed. I was so ashamed, but I wanted to let her know how I felt because I couldn't hold it in anymore. After 10 years of like struggling, like, I felt like I needed to let it out. And so I remember telling my mom, I was like, I feel sick. And I didn't want to tell her, like, you know, when you were gone, like I had literally like X amount of pieces of banana bread and like I feel so sick and like I was just stuffing my face. Like I didn't I, it was very hard to talk about, right? And I remember just telling my mom, like, my stomach hurts, like I just ate so much. And you know, she's like, it's okay. Like, and again, this is nothing to blame for any of your parents or partners or friends who don't understand binge eating, and this is why getting support for myself, being part of, the membership, the academy, the community is going to really help you to feel less alone, because nobody probably in your life has gone through binge eating and understands you. And my mom was trying to tell me, like, it's okay. Like, it's okay if you ate a little bit too much. Like, and of course, right? Like, that's all they know how to what to say, right? They don't want to make you feel bad and they don't understand the extent. And I was trying not to make it so extreme because I didn't want my mom to think I was crazy, but I also didn't want to downplay it because I was trying to say, like, I need help. And I remember we like went into the office and I told my mom, I was like, I need help. And like she didn't understand. She was like, oh, okay, like I don't know, who do we search for? And we're online and we try to find a therapist. I literally did three sessions and I got the hell out of there because, again, I'm just sharing my experience, but I did not feel understood. Like I remember going into the therapy's office and she's like, okay, so how was your childhood? How was your relationships? And I'm like, I had a good childhood. My family loved me. I was happy as a kid. And again, I'm just sharing my experience. I'm not saying this is the same for everyone, but I knew that like it wasn't a childhood thing. I knew it wasn't a trauma thing. I knew it was like, I've just been literally spending years dieting and like this is just programming. Like I think about food all the time and like I see food as good versus bad. Like I just need help with that. Like, and whatever. And so, again, having somebody who actually has gone through binge eating will change your life. Anyways, that's the second thing you need to stop doing is you got to stop telling yourself you're broken. And like I said, when you actually come into the membership or you join the academy, literally within a week, I've had so many messages like, thank you for creating this safe place. Like, I don't know what I would do without this community. Like, I feel so seen. I feel so understood. Like, not only are you going to learn the tools, but you have the community aspect. It's everything. The third thing you need to stop doing is comparing your journey to anyone else's journey. It's really easy to compare. Why is she con Wait, she conquered faster than me. Why is she able to eat these cookies and not gain 1 million pounds? She doesn't have health issues, so maybe she can conquer. Or, she's in a better body than me, so she can eat whatever she wants. You might think like, well, I care so much about the way my body looks, so I can't just eat whatever I want. Or I have, to restrict because of IBS issues or SIBO or other PCOS. And you're like, I can't just go to the restaurant actually and eat whatever I want. So like, it's not fair for me. No, this is your journey. It's as unique as you. When you're in comparison, you just feel bad. So don't compare. This is your journey. Have fun. You get to create your own version of freedom. You get to do things on your time. You get to do things step by step. You get to do what works for you. And I teach you how to make this your own and how to find your own version of freedom. You have to release the timelines. You have to stop telling yourself you're broken. And you need to stop comparing your journey to anyone else's journey. And when you do this, you're going to start making progress. You're going to have less binges. You're going to regain your control back. You're going to trust yourself around food. You're going to stop thinking about food all day long, and you're going to be able to eat like a normal person. So stop doing these three things. Stop, like I said, stop number one. What was number one? Lost track. Timelines. Stop giving yourself a timeline. Number two, stop telling yourself you're broken. And number three, stop playing the comparison game. You do this and you are absolutely going to conquer binge eating.